This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Here's Thompson right to him. Across to Samuelson for a shot. And Kochetkov makes the save. Stahl gets to the puck first. Center ice for Carolina. Got to get the stick underneath here. It's an empty net goal for Carolina. There's still 2:04 on the clock. And it's a 5-3 Carolina lead.
Now there's the first of the two empty netters, Seth Jarvis at 17:56, sealing it for Carolina. They go on to win it 6-3. That's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. Sabres lose in a building that, they have lost for many years in a row now, but add another one to the list here. 6-3, a better third period, maybe their best period, but Alex Lyon, who I thought played well up to that point, lets in a goal that I'd like him to stop from Eric Robinson, the former Sabre, in the opening minute of the third. But then Buffalo comes back, and finally, it's their big guns. We've been talking about it quite a bit. With all these injuries right now, Thompson and Tuck have to play their A game. They have to score. Not to put any sort of unfair pressure on it, but the reality is there are four quality forwards that are out on this team right now. So Tuck and Thompson have to be even better than their normal selves. The Sabres are not a deep enough team that they can afford to have their best players take nights off. Tuck and Thompson lately offensively have not been consistent. They need to be great. They were in the third on those plays that cut it to a 4-3 game. And, you know, Buffalo had plenty of time, 13-plus minutes, to try and tie things up. But eventually two empties seal it, and Buffalo drops to 5-6-4. Now they'll remain in last in the Eastern Conference and the last in the Atlantic Division now, with a very difficult trip up west coming, with Utah Wednesday, Colorado Thursday, and then back to Detroit on Saturday. All those games, of course, you'll hear right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. All right, coming up here in just a moment, we'll be heading to the Sabres dressing room. Paul Hamilton is awaiting outside as we speak, so he'll be heading in to get some player reaction here to this 6-3 loss to the Hurricanes. We'll also have Lindy Ruff and his live post-game comments. We'll also get Paul's final take on the game, more stats, highlights, update you on the standings here, scores from around the league, 3 stars, all coming your way here on the post-game show. But I think for, you know, some lapses there in the second period where Buffalo really gave up quite a bit of opportunities to the Hurricanes, that's kind of a spot where they made them pay. Svechnikov's power play goal in the second, Timmins takes that rough and call. That's a tough moment for Buffalo there. Carolina only got two opportunities on the power play, but they took advantage of it as he got that goal there. That's a one-timer. And then, like I said, Robinson in the third scoring, I would have liked Lyon to stop that one. Byram wasn't super strong against Robinson on that play, trying to get back anyway. But nevertheless, though, Buffalo does respond. Tuck with a nice shot. Look what happens when you hit the net. All right, it goes in. I mean, Tuck, we talked about in that first sequence or a sequence from the second period. He misses the net and it led to a breakaway opportunity for Carolina going back the other way. But you hit the net, he's got a great shot. Think about the other night against St. Louis. Tuck's coming down on a 2-on-1 with Samuelson, and Buffalo hasn't scored yet. And Tuck tries to feather a pass through traffic to Samuelson. Not only, even if it's a perfect pass to Samuelson, like, I still want Tuck taking that shot, not Samuelson. It's not insulting Samuelson anyway, but nevertheless, you still have to have something else go your way. And, you know, he's got to shoot the puck, and he's got to make sure he hits the net. Then Thompson on the doorstep gets it done to cut it to 4-3, but they fall 6-3. Here is Alex Tuck with Paul.
Alex, what was the difference in the third? It seemed like you guys got in the zone a lot, got some forecheck going, got a couple of goals. So what was the difference for you?
I thought we were skating really well. I thought we were playing quick. We were trying to just get out of our zone as quickly as possible. Thought we had a couple really good plays by guys to get the puck out of the zone, and we were just trying to out-skate them. Put them on their heels, and we were able to do so for a couple goals.
Now flip that. In the second, it seemed like it got away from you guys a little bit. I didn't think the first was all that bad, but it seemed like in the second it got away a little bit. What happened in the second?
Yeah, I think a couple extended shifts, myself included, just got hemmed in a little bit. When you do that, when they get a couple line change and you're out against fresh guys, it's going to be tough. You just got to lock it down a little bit. Definitely could have played better in the second, could have played a little quicker, shorten the shifts up, and play with a little bit more urgency. Like you said, I thought we played well in the first. Coming away 1-1, we didn't get as many shots as I think we would have liked in the first period, especially not in the second period, but I thought we got a couple good looks and a couple missed opportunities there in the first.
Your team hasn't won a game in Raleigh since 2016. What keeps this team from winning games in Raleigh? What is it?
This is a new team. It hasn't been 9 years of this team exactly losing. But honestly, like you said, we just had a tough second period. Tonight, doesn't matter what we've done in the past. I thought I thought we played well enough in this building to potentially squeak out a win, and we weren't able to get one. We had a really good game by line and net. Just need to be better. Need to lock it down a little bit better at times.
It wasn't just your line. You guys got the goals, but it seemed like the other lines got in on the forecheck in the third, too. It seemed like there was a lot of pressure by the three lines that were going.
Yeah, no. Honestly, one guy in particular I thought was really skating, possessing the puck really well, was Jack Quinn tonight. I thought he was had a few good takeaways. His possession down low, the plays he was making were really, really smart and really good, hardworking plays. It was good to see him playing that way. And I thought we were rolling over, especially in the third. We were just trying to keep them on their heels, and we were able to. I thought he did a really good job of getting the pucks out and getting pucks up to us as quickly as possible. And our shots went up, our quality of shots went up, and we were able to bury a couple in the third, but too little, too late. That's how it goes.
What does this team need to do to reset and prepare for Utah?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different hockey team. It's another team that skates really well. I think we're just going to have to come out and have a lot better first period than we did last week against them. We're going to have to play really hard against those top two lines. They have a lot of skill. And then we're going to have to play in the O-zone as much as possible. That's what they want to do. They want to get the puck out as quickly as possible. If we can try to hem them in, I think we can take advantage of their team defense.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Tuck on the post game, and Tage Thompson is back here, so we will head over to Tage.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tage, what got everybody going in the third period? You guys, not only your line, but I think three lines got in a forecheck. You guys were getting chances. Your line scored a couple. What got the team going in the third period, do you feel?
I thought all game. I thought we worked extremely hard. I think we play like that. We're going to find ourselves on the right side of the game, points-wise, like winning those. I thought we worked our nuts off all game in the D zone. I thought we were quick to close. Especially against a team that skates really well and that plays a really hard and direct game. I thought we had them on their heels for majority of the game. You know, obviously early the chances don't go in for us really. You know, our line in particular have some pretty good looks and, you know, I think you get chasing the game a little bit as far as like the score goes. But yeah, I thought we controlled the play quite a bit. So. The third, I think things just started clicking for us and going in the net, which was nice to see, but a little too late. But I think you look at that game as a whole, obviously the loss sucks, but I think you play that way as a group, you know, 82 games, you're gonna find yourself on the right side of things.
In the second period, where was the offensive jump for your team in those first 10 minutes? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're a good team. They're going to have a push. I thought we kind of dominated the first. You know, obviously they come back with a pushback. And I think for us, we got hemmed in the D zone a couple times there, and you get tired. And, you know, it takes you a couple to get your win back. And you're just trying to get the puck out. Don't really have energy to play offense, get you on your heels. And that's kind of what happened to us a little bit in the second there. And I think we found our footing in between periods and came back out on top. So,
how can you guys improve your 6-on-5?
Yeah, I mean, work on it in practice. I think, I think 6-on-5 is all about greasy, dirty goals. There's no pretty goals 6-on-5. So I think it's just ripping everything towards the net and getting numbers there. And, I think obviously it's an unfortunate bounce off the face off there, you know, great face off by Clotter and slide one over Sammy, who hammers a 1-tee and goes off the goalie's toe cap. So, you know, it bounces off the wall and they go down and score. So, I think we had the right process. Obviously, puck doesn't stay in the zone and they get an empty net out of there. But I think just shooting and go to the net, it's no secret.
Thanks, Tage. Tage Thompson in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck, you heard both of them there. They both were part of the scoring in the third that cut it from a 4-1 Carolina lead to 4-3. Back to the room. Alex Lyon is now live with Paul.
Alex, first period I thought was fine. I didn't think the team played poorly. It seemed like they got away in the second a little bit. And then the third, once the one goal went in, the first one, you guys really put the pressure on. How did you look at the overall game from where you were?
Obviously a challenge coming in. Knew what they're going to do night in and night out. That's the way that they approach things, and they're extremely consistent. And I thought, like you said, we pushed back at times, and impressed with our pushback in the third. And would have again, nice to been nice to find a way for sure. But got to just continue to grind and continue to put our best foot forward.
With the way the third period played out, was the one goal 29 seconds into the third kind of the killer right there? Because you guys really put the pedal down and got a couple after that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that one, the first one, I mean, all of them, every goal is stoppable, and that's the way I approach the game. I don't think that there's any goals that are, necessarily unstoppable. So, that one, got a little piece of the, without even going through all of them, I could have played better. I need to play better if we're going to win games, and the goalies needs to be the backbone, of course. So that's just what I'm going to continue to strive for, and continue to put a little bit better effort.
What did you see in your team's response in the third period after kind of the slow offensive effort in the second?
Yeah, I think that we're learning, how to be consistent, and for a full 60 minutes, like I've said before, playing a full 60 minutes is very difficult. It's a very long game. And no better example than the team we just played tonight. They're professionals at it. And obviously a lot of teams in the try to emulate them and their play style. We just can't. We have to be desperate, We have to play desperately, and we have to be extremely hungry for wins, and we have to continue to push and not get discouraged, but at the same time, be honest with ourselves, I think, and just try to be a little bit better and just find a little bit more and dig a little deeper. And know for me, for sure, that's how I feel, is I would like to just be better, and I'm disappointed, but that being said, we got a very difficult road trip coming up here, and just need to be mentally prepared for what's coming for sure.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, guys.
Alex Lyon on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's the Sabres goaltender, as he, I thought, was excellent in that second period when Buffalo really didn't have their best. Couple of save opportunities on breakaways that he came through with, one on Staal, one on Aho. Again, that goal in the third, I like his saying, I feel like every goal is stoppable. I like hearing that from your goaltender. I thought he was very good, honestly, other than that goal early third. But, in the end, we can sit here and say, well, if that doesn't go in, it's tied. But, he also stopped Staal on a breakaway. He stopped Aho on a breakaway. He stopped some other really good opportunities on Carolina's second power play. So, because right now there are so many players out, because you're playing a team that's on paper, got more talent than you, you're playing in a building you haven't done well, like, you have to play it. You can't make a mistake. And even though Lyon, I thought, played good, he lets in that one. Even though Thompson and Tuck played good in the third, like, they also missed opportunities. Thompson had two good looks in the first period. Tuck had a look in the second period. Like, they did good things. But at the same time, when you are struggling, when you have a very, when you have lack of depth, when you have all these injuries, even just the hurdle of trying to figure out how to win again here, all these things, like, you don't have as much room for error as other teams do. And, obviously it adds up. I mean, 6-3 is not symbolic of what this game was, but, because there's two empties in the end. But it was, a little thing, player here, there, two that end up finishing off the Sabres' fate. All right, while we wait for Lindy Ruff, let's get in some final stats. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 35-22 in the game. Buffalo outshot Carolina 11-10 in the third. Power plays, Buffalo just had one opportunity, 0 of 1, and the Hurricanes were 1 of 2. Alex Lyon takes the loss in net, 29 saves on 33 shots. Of course, their shot 34 and 35 went into the empty net. Your three stars are all from Carolina. Kotkaniemi, star number 3, LeGault, star number 2, and Svechnikov, star number 1. Those are your Blue Star Home Services 3 stars of the game. Your heating and cooling experts, they're ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. The attendance tonight at Lenovo Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, 18,299. And Buffalo's next game, again, will be on Wednesday night. They have 3 games now on this road trip upcoming. They'll come home to Buffalo tonight and be in Buffalo for Sunday and Monday, then leave Tuesday for Utah. They've got a game with the Mammoth Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, then a game with the Avalanche in Denver on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and then Saturday night, a week from tonight, they'll be in Detroit for a 7 o'clock puck drop with the Red Wings. And, of course, pregame an hour ahead of time all those nights. But 9-9-7, Utah, Colorado, Detroit on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That's upcoming for the road trip. And, yes, they've already played Utah at home. They've already played Colorado at home. So a tall task upcoming. Here's Lindy Ruff live with Paul.
Thanks, Brian. Lindy, when you took a look at the whole game, once the Carolina scored that goal 29 seconds in the third period, you guys took off and really got a forecheck going and really got it going. It seemed like that goal, it got you guys going, but it also may have been the killer because that was the one goal you couldn't overcome.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I thought we hurt ourselves with missed nets during the game. We had opportunities to make them pay for their mistakes. You know, Thompson in alone on a breakaway. Obviously, a great goal by Owen Powers. You know, you got Tuck that went in alone. We had our share of guys going in alone. McLeod going in alone, missing the net. Those are opportunities that, again, have stung us. Like we, the other night, we needed to take advantage of those. We could have had them down instead of them getting up. So I think everything's connected inside that.
How about the forechecking that your three lines did in the third period? It seemed like you did hem them in quite a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we wanted to be aggressive. You look at the early mistake that, you know, Bo, early in the third, Bo lets a guy get in behind him. When you're pressing, one guy makes a mistake, there's going to be an opportunity. I thought after that, a lot better. You know, we had our opportunities. I thought even the Kozak line was in tight there a couple times, looked like they might get the tying goal.
In particular in the second period, where was the offensive jump in the first 10 minutes?
If you look at some of the ozone, blocked shots, missed nets, I didn't think we put the puck in the right place when we entered the zone. There were some opportunities to create some good offense, and we failed. You know, there was 2 or 3 shifts where, you know, if you're just looking at shots, you don't like the period. But if you're looking at plays that we could have made, Quinn had it. You look at Bryson having it right in the slot. None of those turned into shots. You know, and you get a little frustrated with the period. But if we execute, you know, we're probably staring at, you know, 5 or 6 more shots at least. If you hit the net on 3 of ours, you've got 3 more shots. And then you don't know where a rebound's going at the same time.
Were there a couple of shifts in the second that maybe were too long, that the guys got caught, is what
yeah,
I'm trying to
sure.
say?
You know, I thought when we brought the puck back, you know, that our D pair that was out there, Kesselring and Byram, we made a poor decision to bring it back. We got caught in the zone. You get caught with tired people. They were able to change, and we didn't hunker down good enough to prevent the goal.
Samuelson gives you north of 23 minutes. I think the shots were really in your favor while he was out there, which think of the way he stepped up.
Yeah. Dahl's absence, we need guys to step up. You know, I thought a little erratic play of about a couple D hurt us, but I thought from an effort standpoint, the effort was good. We made some mistakes that you didn't want to make. Not against that team. Thanks.
Thanks, Lindy. Lindy Ruff on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Yeah, you can't make mistakes against that Carolina team. He is right. We'll get Paul's final take coming up we'll get Paul's final take here on this game here coming up in just one moment as Buffalo falls 6-3. dropping to 5-6-4 on the season through 15 games, 14 points, still last in the Atlantic, last in the East, and they won't play again until Wednesday as they open up a road trip at Utah. But yeah, I mean, I know, you know, Tuck and Thompson scores, but Lindy's right there talking about, look, Thompson was in alone, Tuck was in alone, McLeod was in alone. He's, you know, he's, they're talking about a lot of those opportunities. Like, look, those are there. He said, he used the word, they stung us. Like, he said, they need to score on those. So, I would agree. And, you know, they need players to step up in Dahlin's absence too. Defensively, he said the effort is good there, but you can't make mistakes against a team like Carolina. And, you know, Carolina makes you pay when you have opportunities to do so, and they convert. All right, 6-3 the final. Let's go back to Carolina. All right, Paul, Lindy seemed to really talk about missed opportunities on the offensive end. Said Thompson was in alone, Tuck was in alone, McLeod. He was literally like reading off of a shopping list, Paul, of things of like, look at all these opportunities that they missed. I mean, I know a couple of them did convert in the third, but he seemed as though he was at least happy with that they had enough opportunities to win this game.
Well, you talked about one last intermission where, you know, Tuck missed the net, comes all the way around, and it turns into a stall breakaway. I mean, there's an example right there. What did he do in the third period? Shot it and scored. Didn't miss the net, you know? And if he hits the net there, who knows? He's got a great shot. So we don't know. If it would have gone in, wouldn't have, created another scoring chance, created a rebound, we don't know. But you would like to see it. And I thought Thompson, I know he talked about Samuelson had a great chance and the goalie just got a boot on it. I'm sorry, Thompson's got to shoot that puck. He's just got to shoot it. He got it off the faceoff. He was in the middle, and he deferred to Samuelson over on the right boards. I'm sorry. He's got to shoot it. And I don't care if the goalie got a boot on it. Who's if we do that play 100 times and Thompson shoots it 100 times and then he passes it over to Samuelson 100 times, how do you think it's going to end? More times than not.
Yep.
Not on Samuelson.
Well, it's the same thing that happened. Look at you and I are talking last game, post-game against St. Louis, Tuck and Samuelson on a 2-on-1 with 2 minutes to go, and Tuck's trying to feather up cute pass over to Samuelson. Again, here, I mean, we're not picking on Samuelson, but you got the best two goal scorers that don't want to shoot the puck here in a key spot when their team needs a goal.
Yeah, Samuelson had a good game, I thought. You know, he was probably, again, their best defenseman, I thought. But if we're talking about picking up goals... No, he's got 9 in about 225 NHL games. I'd prefer he not be getting passed to in those types of situations. And, you know, now we'll see where this takes Tuck and Thompson. They both scored in the third period. They both had a very good third period. I love the way that line forechecked. I like the way the whole team forechecked once the fourth goal went in. But you heard Alex Lyon talk about that. That was the killer, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't quit. That was nice to see. There have been times other Sabre teams would have quit after that fourth goal. They didn't. They actually played their best hockey after that fourth goal. But unfortunately, you give the Hurricanes a 4-1 lead. Good luck.
Yep.
I mean, you did pull it to within 4-3, and I understand that. And with some very good forechecking, excellent forechecking, I thought. You make it 4-1. You make it very, very hard on yourself. And look at the opportunities they had to score once it became 4-3 because they continued to forecheck. They continued to get good chances after that, after they made it 4-3, because they were on the puck, they were forechecking, they were using their speed to get in. You know, those types of plays, and they just weren't able to get that fourth goal, but that's a heavy ask to score four goals on this team, especially when they had a 4-1 lead on you.
Yeah. Paul, when you have Norris out, Benson out, Kulik out, Zucker out, Dahlin out, for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth to start with already, you got to play almost mistake free, and you're playing against a team that, you know, is lethal at capitalizing on mistakes here, and they still almost had a chance to win. I mean, it's got to be tough in the sense, like Lindy said, you know, he loved the effort in Dahlin's absence. They need guys to step up. I mean, it was almost enough, but when you have that many guys out, when you do make a mistake, Carolina makes you pay. It's very tough to overcome.
And this has to be desperation. That's three losses in a row now. And now you're on your way to Utah and Colorado. I mean, at least you got a couple of days in between. But, yeah, I mean, it's just it's just what I was talking to you about. It's what I've been writing about. They got to find a way somehow or another. If they don't want this season to slip away right here and this week, they got to find a way to get some points in Colorado and Utah and, of course, Detroit. I mean, if you lose both games in Colorado and Utah, I'm not sure Detroit's going to matter. But you pull out a win in one of those two cities, then you go to Detroit and get a win, you're fine. You probably got some points and you're fine. You lose all these games, I'm sorry, I think you're done.
Paul Hamilton here on the post game live in Carolina. 6-3, Hurricanes beat the Sabres. Paul, how about just an overall thought on the six defensemen and how they managed the absence of Rasmus Dahlin tonight?
I did not think Bo Byram managed it very well. That goal wasn't the only thing with him. Now, right at the end of the second period that they had played so poorly, he got in. Unfortunately, the puck rolled off his stick. That really wasn't his fault. It just, he was coming in quickly, but and then he stayed there and got the rebound, and that's when he really could have helped the Sabres make it 3-2 going into the locker room, converting that rebound after Timmins had hit the post. You know, so that would have been a really good opportunity there for them to be able to convert on that one. But I didn't like his game.
All right, Paul, well, the upcoming trip is going to be tough. Now, they will come home to Buffalo, correct, in between here?
Correct, yeah. And then they will practice in Buffalo, I believe, on Monday, and then practice in Utah on Tuesday.
Okay, so leaving for Utah Tuesday then. Are they leaving Monday? Or, well, I guess,
yeah,
whatever.
Monday.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Monday.
No, they're leaving Monday. Okay. Paul, thank you so much. Have a safe trip back. And we will talk Wednesday night with the Sabres and the Utah Mammoth.
Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton here on the post game. Sabres fall 6-3, and Utah upcoming next on Wednesday night, 9:00, pregame at 6, right here on the Sabres radio network. All right, for all of our local affiliates at this time, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com. And for all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo, more post game coming up. 6-3, Carolina wins it. Thanks for being with us. I'm Brian Kulziel. We'll read some tweets on the other side. Send them in at BrianWGR. We'll get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. More postgame after this time out. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Carolina coming off the bench with Moore here. The shot stopped by Lyon to the rebound on the stick of Stahl. He'll send it back to the slot. Free reign to walk down, saved by Lyon, and well under the blue paint. He's able to make the stop.
Alex Lyon, busy guy, faced 33 shots. One of his saves right there with Dan Dunleavy on the call is our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. 6-3 the final. We'll check the scoreboard from around the league here coming up in just a few moments. But, of course, we want to hear what the fans have to say as we read some tweets. We'll get connected with our fans here, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's read them off here. You can always send them in at Brian WGR. Bobby Boy 01 says, perfect games don't exist. They need more goal production. I would agree. I mean, nothing's, as we said, like this, it feels like the Sabres have to play perfect with no Norris, no Benson, no Kulik, no Zucker, no Dahlin. I mean, it's a long list of good players. It feels like they have to play perfect, and you're not going to. So, you know, that in itself, you know, it's tough. Mike says, why are the Sabres so bad with their goalie pulled? Paul's been harping on this now for a while. Said 6-on-5. He just don't think they work hard enough. He thinks, you know, it's 6-on-5. They think they got the extra guy. He thinks they don't have to work hard. And they have had a real rough time with it. Evan, you had said, what, they haven't scored yet this year with the goalie pulled, right? They've just let in goals against. Is that?
It almost feels like every game that they've had the goalie pulled, that they're scoring on the empty net. That's just how I feel. You are in a position to be able to at least steal a point. This is a game where you could have stolen a point, and you know, I'm not going to blame Lyon because I think he's been playing fantastic, and it's just the standard I think is too low.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but yeah, 6-on-5 though, they do not work hard. That's a good point there, Mike. Appreciate you bringing that up. That's something that Paul has talked about quite a bit. Let's see here. Lou Duva 17 says he would love a Kevin Adams morale boosting trade right now. It would be great before they're out of it, especially with the Dahlin situation. That would be nice. I mean, you have prospects, you have draft picks, you even have a third goalie, you even have a goalie in Rochester. I'm not against trading Devon Levi if somebody thinks there's a lot of potential there. I'm not against trading Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I'm kind of intrigued by Alex Lyon. I wouldn't be like oh my God, if you traded him. But you've got those. You've got, what is going to get you the most value right now? Probably trading one of your prospects and a draft pick or two. Now, a lot of teams at this moment maybe aren't going to be ready to give up NHL players or, you know, I guess you'd say players that have established themselves in the league because it's so early in the year. So that's tough necessarily to maybe pull that off at this moment right now. It can happen a little bit later closer to the trade deadline if you can trade for a guy that's going to be an impending free agent. But right now, I think it's tough to make that kind of deal, even though, yes, I agree with you. I think it would be really, really nice. Thanks for sending the tweets. You can always send them in at Brian WGR. 6-3, the final. Carolina wins it. Let's see what's going on elsewhere in the rest of the NHL. Our drive around the league is brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, no surprise, tons of games on a Saturday. We've got the four late ones already underway, and there's already a goal out in Vegas. Brett Howden has the goal for the Golden Knights, 1-0 early first period against Anaheim. The other three late games that have just started are all scoreless. Florida and San Jose, Colorado and Edmonton, and Columbus is at Vancouver. All right, finals from all the games today. The three afternoon games, Ottawa won in overtime in Philadelphia 3-2. New Jersey beat Pittsburgh 2-1. Look at this. That's four East teams that all got points. Those three-point games. Ottawa got two, Philly got one. New Jersey got two, Pittsburgh got one. Like, that's how you start falling away in the standings when you lose in regulation. The other afternoon game saw the Stars beat the Predators in Nashville 5-4. Cole Caulfield scored twice for the Canadiens. Here's an East team beating a West team. That also doesn't help. Montreal rolls Utah, who Buffalo will play next, 6-2 the final. The Islanders shut out the Rangers. Bo Horvat scoring twice in that game, and a 5-0 win for the Islanders, who were tied with Buffalo, so they move out of the basement in the East. I'll update you on the standings here shortly. Seattle comes back to win in overtime over the Blues by a score of 4-3. Shane Wright got the game winner in OT for the Kraken. Tampa, 3-2 winners over Washington in regulation. And the Bruins win again. They've won six straight now. 5-3 winners tonight in Toronto. Man, weren't the Bruins supposed to go away? They are not. All right, let's go to top 25 college football. We'll go to South Bend first here. We're in the fourth quarter. Number 10 Notre Dame cruising on Navy right now. They'll go to 7-2, the Fighting Irish will. They're up 49-10. Early fourth quarter in Tuscaloosa, number 4 Alabama trying to get to 8-1. They're likely on their way, leading LSU 17-6. 30 seconds to go in Virginia. Number 14 Cavaliers are trailing Wake Forest 16-9. 1 minute to go with the fourth quarter, all tied up. Number 15 Louisville and Cal, they're 23 apiece. Finals from earlier. Number 1 Ohio State goes to 9-0. They beat Purdue 34-10. Number 2 Indiana goes to 10-0 on a late touchdown in Happy Valley. They beat the Nittany Lions 27-24. Number 3 Texas A&M goes to 9-0. They beat number 22 Missouri 38-17. Number 5 Georgia rolling at Mississippi State. They win 41-21. Number 6 Ole Miss shutting out Citadel 49-0. Matchup of 7 versus 8, and it's the 8th seed there, or the 8th ranked team in the country, Texas Tech over BYU 29-7. Number 9 Oregon on a late field goal wins at number 20 Iowa 18-16, the final. Number 16 Vanderbilt in overtime gets by Auburn 45-38. Number 18 Miami cruising at home over Syracuse 38-10. One note there, that game was in Miami today at the same stadium where the Dolphins play. So if that turf is bad tomorrow for the Bills game, well, got to keep an eye on that because the Hurricanes and the Orange played there this afternoon. Also, number 23 Washington, they were upset at Wisconsin. The Badgers win there 13-10. All right, let's go to college hoops. Locally, Big Four action. St. Bonaventure winning down in Olean to go to 3-0 in the season. The Bonnies beat Canisius 89-70. Niagara gets their first win. Purple Eagles win at Binghamton 67-59. Niagara is now 1-1. And we'll give you the Syracuse score from the Dome today. They go to 3-0 as they beat Delaware State in a romp, 83-43. By the way, tomorrow, if you're looking for a local college hoops game to go, I know this not great timing with the Bills game, but afternoon game tomorrow, the UB women are home to take on nationally ranked Kentucky. Now that is at Alumni Arena tomorrow. I believe that is a 1 o'clock tip. Good women's hoops game tomorrow if you're looking for that. And our hockey score here, Carolina 6, Buffalo 3. That's the final. That's our drive around the league. So, yeah, up next, the Sabres will come back home. As Paul said, get in a practice on Monday, leave Monday for Utah. Then they're at Utah Monday, Wednesday night at 9, at Colorado Thursday at 9, and then at Detroit Saturday, 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame ahead of time, an hour each night. Hope you can be with us then right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Bills coverage, if you're listening on our flagship on WGR or anywhere on the Odyssey app, that'll start tomorrow, 7 a.m., and then taking you all the way up to kickoff at 1, and we'll have postgame, overtime show, so it's a all Bills all day tomorrow with the Bills and the Dolphins from Miami. So hope you can be with us then for that coverage. And then I'll speak with you next on Wednesday with the Sabres in Utah. That'll wrap things up here for our postgame. Want to thank our crew tonight. Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter in Raleigh. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And our game announcers are Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Carolina beats Buffalo 6-3. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. And I'll talk to you Wednesday with Buffalo in Utah, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.